Now, you have spent quite a long time studying honey.
Certainly have.
So before we talk about the idea of Manuka honey, I thought, could you just run us through kind of generally how honey has been used as a medicine sort of historically?
Sure. So humans have used honey pretty much throughout our whole history, not just as a sweet treat, but also as a magical and medicinal gift from the gods. We've got even sort of ancient cave paintings and rock art and things like from the ancient Egyptian tombs showing how revered honey was in lots and lots and lots of different types of cultures.
Wow, and from Egyptian tombs.
Yes, there's actually honey that's been dug up, so to speak, from Egyptian tombs that's still edible because it's sealed in the stone jars that they used to make and then with beeswax on the top, so it's sealed from the air and it's actually still edible.
Someone told me that honey is the only thing that never has a use by date. Is that true?
It's pretty much true.
Whoa.
I guess honey and salt.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's not a new concept. It's been used for quite a long time.
Yep.
So I've certainly heard of the idea of Manuka honey, but I didn't really know exactly what it is. So what is the differentiation or the difference between normal honey and Manuka honey?
Yep. So there are actually lots of different kinds of honey, but you tend to think of honey as just one substance.
Mm.
But in fact, it's all about the flowers that the bees visit. So if the bees go to the Manuka plant, then they get that nectar and they turn it into Manuka honey. If they go to a stringy bush tree or forest with lots of stringy bush blossoming, then you'll get stringy bush honey or yellow box honey or lavender honey. All these different honeys actually come from the bees going to one specific type of plant to collect the nectar.
So it's just different nectar that gives a different and I guess the different nectar leads to the different properties of the actual honey, which leads me to the properties of Manuka honey. So in your article that you've written, it's kind of split into two parts because there has been, I guess, a lot of claims about the benefits of Manuka honey. So can you talk to us about some of the things which are definitely backed up by scientific claims? You mentioned the things like healing wounds or also treating superbugs. So what are things that we definitely know about Manuka honey that is very beneficial for?
The really exciting thing about Manuka honey, and in fact there are a few other honeys like this as well, but Manuka honey has a special component that's come across from the nectar when the bees have collected it, has really, really high levels of antibacterial activity. That means it kills germs. It's an antiseptic. So when I was doing my study, I looked at the power of this particular honey against loads of superbugs. I got some clinical isolates from a hospital, things like golden staph and flesh-eating bacteria, all these kind of ones that we hear about in the press that are terrifying because our antibiotics don't work against them.
Okay.
And I tested the Manuka honey against them, and it is incredibly potent. So something like golden staph is a real problem because it survives drying, like on your hands, and if you're the doctor or the nurse and you see one patient, and if you don't wash your hands properly between patients, you spread it very easily. Or if the patient's friends come in and visit and they happen to be carrying it, doesn't hurt you on your skin, but if it gets into a wound, really nasty. But this golden staph is so susceptible to powerful Manuka honey, which is really, really exciting.
Okay, more so than antibiotics.
Certainly more so than certain antibiotics, because golden staph is a problem because the antibiotics that used to kill it no longer kill them.
Okay, so definitely it can treat these things like this, the superbugs and the wounds. But it made me think, but people are buying it to eat it. So if you're saying that definitely we know that it's great for healing wounds, should we be eating it as well?
Well, that's the
$64 million
question.
Okay.
It certainly won't hurt you to eat it. It's very powerful, but it won't. If you've got a wound on your arm or your leg, if you eat it, that won't help with the healing process.
Okay.
It might help with the gut bugs. You know, we talk about good bugs and bad bugs and tipping that balance in the right direction. We've got some preliminary evidence showing that honey's actually really good for those guys. But funnily enough, you don't need Manuka for that. Just pretty much any sort of Australian honey seems to work for that category. But if you've got a nasty wound, you need to put that honey onto the wound, and then that will help the healing and getting rid of those organisms that are causing that infection.
Okay, that's really interesting. You kind of hit on a point there that I wanted to look at more. We're using Manuka honey. We've seen a lot, particularly I've seen in the last perhaps couple of years, I've become aware of it, a lot of reports about how claims that it can do loads of things. What are some of the claims which we don't really have a body of scientific evidence to back up?
So there are some pretty ridiculous things out there. First of all, if anything says it's a superfood, I'd be highly cynical in general.
Okay.
There's no such thing as a superfood. You should have a varied diet full of lots of fruits and vegetables and nuts. You know, that's the upshot there. So that's a little bit dodgy. But things like, you know, I've seen some really wacky out there things, like it will stop your hair frizzing and cure baldness if you rub it in your head, which frankly I think you just end up in a sticky mess.
Wow, okay.
There are some also some claims around it's perfectly safe for people with diabetes to eat it. It's very safe for people with diabetes who have horrible wounds to put it on their wounds on the externally. But of course, diabetics have to be really careful about their sugar intake. Sugars. So they have to treat it the same way that they would treat any sort of normal sugars, a teaspoon in the tea. If it's safe to have a teaspoon of sugar, then yes, it is safe to have the honey, but not more than that. And it won't cure diabetes, though it definitely helps with their ulcers. There have also been some anti-cancer claims. There's a tiny bit of research that's begun on that, but most of them are sort of even just using cell lines rather than actually looking at animal models or certainly at humans. So I'd be very, very careful about extrapolating that out to that type of thing. But it's, yeah, you need to be careful about what you believe.
Okay. And speaking about diet more broadly, do you think that Australians eat enough honey? Is there benefits that we're not getting, perhaps, that we should be eating more?
There is definitely evidence showing that if you, you know, and of course, honey does have quite a bit of sugar in it, so you need to be careful and you'd be aware of that. But something like a tablespoon of honey a day is very good for you, good for that balance in your gut bugs that I was mentioning before. So if you replace the sugar in your diet with some honey, quite likely it's going to have some positive benefits for you.
Okay. We've seen the definites of Manuka honey. We've seen some claims which maybe don't have scientific backing. So on balance, I wanted to know, Shona, do you think I should go out after the show and buy myself a $30 or $40 bottle of Manuka honey? Will that improve my life?
Well, it really depends. Okay. If you have got a nasty wound on your extremities, I would definitely recommend using medical grade Manuka honey, which I think you should go to the chemist to get and make sure it's a TGA registered product, Therapeutic Goods Administration registered product as a wound care dressing. You should absolutely use that on a wound. If you're just going to eat it as your on your toast and your tea as your daily tonic, you possibly don't need to be spending that much on your honey.
Okay.
But do buy Australian honey. That's very important.
I was going to leave that as a conclusion, but now I'm intrigued. There's different grades of honey. So there's like the one that you would buy, because I think you can buy it at supermarkets, and so you can also buy it at the chemist, and that's a different,
is it
like a purity difference? Or
No. In Australia, our honey is very well regulated and very well looked after. So as I said, always buy Australian honey while you're here. But the medical grade honey it's been tested and packaged appropriately to have a very high level of antimicrobial activity. It's sterilized and has been treated like any other proper wound dressing or medical product. So it's what you should be using for any sort of serious wound. If the stuff that you get at the health food shop or that you're just eating is just it's table honey, it's great, it's good for eating. But if it's for a serious wound, you definitely want to get the medical grade dressings and get that from through the chemist or talking to your doctor or your nurse.
Okay. I learned so much in that 7 minutes. Shona, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about the advantages of Manuka honey.
Thanks very much for having me, Matt.